30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome, Arizona homeowners. This is the 9 o'clock hour, hour number 3 of our weekly 4-hour radio broadcast here at Rosie on the House. This is our open line hour. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, you can text to 411-923 or send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you have a picture, you can snap it and send it there, or a short video if you're trying to help describe what it is you're trying to accomplish. That visual aid can help us greatly while we're trying to help you identify whatever it is you're working on. This is also our bulletin hour, where we have cover various different things like press releases. Have you heard of Bliss Lights, Gary?
Bliss Lights?
Bliss Lights. I'm not a gadget person. I'm not a holiday decorating person. Mm-hmm. Christmas lights stringing up. I did not even get any done this year. There was just never enough time to stop, get on the roof, string it across
and do a nice display instead of just throwing some lights in the air and going, okay, that looks good.
Yeah. That's part of the problem, too. I'm not good at doing stuff cheesy. You know, yeah. I like to do them right.
Yeah, for the longest time, when I was a kid, I had this these plastic Noel candles, and I'm still looking for a classic version, and they're made by Empire. They don't make them anymore. And the closest I was able to find was at a Lowe's store, but it just didn't look like the original one. So I've been on eBay, and I found some that are in pretty bad shape that I think I'm going to go ahead and try to fix up myself. But they're so cool looking. At least that gets you started.
Well, on my to-do, to-create, to-make list is light bulbs that last more than a year.
Yeah.
A string of lights that last more than a year that are American made. That's on my to-dos.
I'm with you on that.
But this press release, Bliss Lights for your Super Bowl or Galentine Day party. What is
Galentine?
Did they finally change it to that instead of Valentine's Day because it's for the gals anyway?
Oh,
that's really clever.
I thought so.
I thought it was some sort of Irish celebration you were talking. Oh, Galentine. Yeah.
Well, they have Bliss Lights and Bliss Bulbs, and they cascade thousands of lights. It's pretty neat. It's just blisslights.com. Bulbs are $28, lights are $60. And the lights, they look like something you would stick and aim at a tree or against a wall. Or they even had ones you would plug into into a USB for your dorm or workroom or something like that. But that, to me, makes a lot of sense, because then the number one cause of accidents for homeowners, mm-hmm, to emergency rooms is falling off ladders, so you eliminate your ladder climbing with the light bulb. The time, how long does it take to pull that out, plug it in, versus, you know, like we were talking about, stringing your lights out and then finding the bulb that doesn't work. So, yeah. Not a gadget or holiday guy, but I pulled that one out as something that this makes sense.
Now, are they energy efficient?
They are energy efficient.
There you go. Save enough money to take your Galentine out to dinner.
Nice.
Yeah.
So at the point you do upgrade, you know, don't just chunk it. Make sure you recycle it if it can be recycled. Next week, coming up February, I guess this is 2 weeks, February 7th, mm-hmm, on a Thursday, the Arizona Recycling Coalition has their annual meeting and luncheon. I used to attend all of these. Well, there was a lot of events. The Arizona Farm Bureau, the Arizona Nursery Association, Arizona Recycling Coalition. I used to get to all their events. My responsibilities have just changed, and I don't quite have that kind of flex in my time anymore. But, man, that group does a great job. azrecycling.org, just a great way to keep materials. And that's one thing that drives me nuts about holiday decorations. When you drive down and you see all this stuff and you're like, that, you know, it's not going to last very long. That's just junk that's going to end up in the landfills in a short period of time.
And I'll tell you what drives me nuts, my neighbors. when they get like corrugated boxes or things that can be cut up and thrown in the recycle bins, guess where they end up? not in the recycle bins, but it's out in the big trash can in the alley. And I remember, this was just a couple of weeks ago, I took 15 minutes and I had my blade and I cut it all up and I put it in my recycle bin. That was probably the first and last time I'm going to do that. But, and electronics, too. I'm real sensitive about that. I've had some old electronics. And since I live in Scottsdale, they have an electronics recycling day maybe two or three times a year. So I keep those in place and then and bring them out there when needed. So.
And where I live, we don't have any recycling service at all.
Oh, you don't?
The company that does our trash service does offer it, but not out to Whitman. And I don't know what the tipping point for them to add recycling. So for us to recycle, we have to be very diligent because it is easy. It's a pain in the neck, and it's so easy to just throw it in the trash. But you can also see leaving our home a couple miles down the road, you can see the big landfill. You know, it sticks out above the ground 100 feet, this big pile of dirt. And that's, I use that as my reminder every time I'm tempted to just take the easy route and throw it away, that I'm just making this big, nasty, gnarly landfill bigger and deeper. And packaging is awful. I mean, food packaging, delivering packaging, Amazon packaging. I mean, I can't believe that Amazon doesn't have some kind of reusable box that they sell now. So we talked about the design structure for a security door when you for package delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they have boxes that are reusable? So I deliver this box. It's made out of fiberglass, maybe more like a crepe, but that's pretty light material or something like that, you know, some composite. So we deliver it to the secure place at the home. Well, when me, the homeowner, gets home and I get whatever out, use it, I put the box back. So the next time the delivery guy comes, he takes the old box and drops off the new one. It would take a little restructuring of the delivery vehicles, but how much cardboard is wasted? And if you have to think, don't. And this was one of those situations.
Stop with where giving I was bring away the million-dollar ideas.
And their Amazon Prime account that's horribly abused. This stupid delivery guy, not stupid delivery guy, three different times in one day. You can't just drop it off once.
Right.
He comes by three different days because this one came from here, this one came here. They're all packaged different. I'm like, stop the insanity.
Oh, man.
This is such a waste of raw materials. Yeah. It drives me nuts.
Mm.
Speaking of raw materials, or maybe precious materials, water. We've got the water deadline coming up January 31st.
That's Thursday.
And there's really nothing that I'm aware of I can do, you can do, anyone else can do for altering the outcome of this.
It's called the drought contingency plan that Arizona must come up with.
And if we don't, the federal government steps in. And have you seen that 2018 Arizona Drought Preparedness Annual Report? This sucker is...
That looks like about 50 pages.
41. You were close.
Okay. I would have lost on The Price is Right because I went over.
And then the articles and ideas that people have for solving the water crisis outside of the contingency plan. Dad talked about the guy that wanted to pipe from the Columbia River water down to Arizona.
Yeah.
This is an article from, I don't know the date. I've been saving articles on, I go through the newspaper every day. I feel like Mel Gibson and where he gets a newspaper and he buys like three different papers and he goes through them every day and he finds all these stories that are not related but somehow finds a way to relate them all to each other for all these big conspiracy theories.
Okay.
I feel like with all my the water art, I mean, I've got stuff on avocado shortages that I've pulled to tie into the water
and
topic.
Water shortages. I guess you have a folder that says the word shortages and that all goes
water,
in there.
Yeah. But the California desalination, key to Arizona water solution on the opinion polls. Mm-hmm. Do you want to drink desalinated California water?
Well,
is not my solution.
No. And not only that, desalinization would cost a fortune.
Oh my gosh.
You would need somebody like Elon Musk to come up with the money that he has and the technology and the craziness and all. But it would be way too expensive to do.
Rosie forwarded me an article this week from the Smithsonian that talks about Americans are using less water than we did in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot more of us, and our population is going to continue growing. So our reduction has to match the population growth. And if we don't do that ourselves, the government's going to do it for us. And I don't like anybody telling me what to do.
No.
Much less being regulated by law on how and where and when I can use my water. So we've got a number of resources we pulled. We'll go through here shortly to help just little bit reduction here and there. Dad and Jay had gone into a 10% reduction head-to-head, you know, friendly competition last year, and that's just going to continue year over year to keep trying to get 10%. I mean, there's obviously only a point in which we can't go any further, but mm-hmm. for the time where they're at their lives, where the kids are moving out, the size of the family's reducing,
right?
Their use and need for pools and lawns is reducing. For a number of years, they're going to be able to continue to reduce,
right.
and
right.
save water. Because, water use it wisely, resource that we're going to feature in all of this, has a great slogan, water, enough to use, not enough to waste. And that's what we'll talk about after the break. Or if you'd like to join the conversation, 411-923 for text if you have a question or comment, or email, info, info, at Rosie. Dad likes to make sure you know it's spelled the masculine way, Rosie. onthehouse.com.